media is certainly fine. Just we're reading more and watching more than ever before. But where we're watching it, that's a whole different story. Joining us right now to talk with us, Jacqueline Corbelli, CEO of Brightline TV, joins us right now. First of all, Jacqueline, what is Brightline TV? Explain that to us.
Brightline TV is a technology company sitting in this OTT space that is helping networks and advertisers do something really different and hopefully a lot more meaningful to viewers with advertising. We enhance it. Our technology makes it interactive. It also makes it dynamic, and it makes it targetable.
So much going on, you know, these last few weeks, let alone this last year, but I wonder, when you look at all the changes going on in the media world in calendar 2017, which ones really stick out to you?
I mean, they all stick out to me. You know, it's big media companies have been and will continue to come under real pressure from giants looking to unseat them and take control of the premium content, or what I like to call a living room experience. There's a war out there. It's raging to own the most great content with the widest reach of viewers. And the living room is ground zero.
Well, certainly our listeners have heard it before, but the best investment I ever made was a truck I bought in Hollywood, a camera truck. It's got a couple of special hooks and special shelves on it, and the camera operators just love this particular kind of truck. And I got it pretty cheap, and I figured if it was on the road for 20 weeks, I'd break even in about 2 years. Well, it's on the road about 40 plus weeks a year because Hollywood doesn't sleep. There's no more pilot season that whether it's Netflix or Amazon Prime or Hulu or HBO, Showtime, FX, everyone's making video content out there.
Absolutely. You know, now that most of us are streaming, right? Content is back to being king, and the Disney-Fox deal proves this, as well as many of the other transactions we've heard about in 2017. The distribution piece of this puzzle is a really big one, because we want to watch it where and when and how, right? So what you're describing is this omni-screen, experience that we're all after, and our behaviors as viewers is just permanently changed with Google and Amazon and Facebook, and others are now betting they can be the new giants of TV.
What is the role of advertising in all this?
You know, advertising in television has...
I know, you're going to call it marketing. Here it comes, I know.
No,
old-fashioned.
No,
I still think of it as advertising.
No, I wasn't going to call it marketing at all. Actually, it is still advertising. It will remain advertising. But I think what the technologies that have finally made their way into the living room and all these things we rely on to watch Hulu and Amazon and Netflix is really, you know, providing a great opportunity to change how we define advertising and hopefully make it a lot more enjoyable and relevant to us.
A million years ago, I worked at People Magazine, and the publisher at the time was a woman named Ann Moore, who was just terrific, and she would start a lot of her meetings with advertisers and media planners and like and say, advertising works. But the reason she had to say that is it wasn't measurable. When it was in a magazine or when it was even on TV, it wasn't exactly measurable, billboards right. And so on. Advertisers don't want to hear that anymore. If they can't measure it, it seems to me they don't put the ads out.
That's true. You know, and there's some really important developments along those lines for advertisers as far as what OTT and connected TV represents for them. It's finally this opportunity not to rely on panel-based, right, measurement, and to really look at this the way they look at desktop and mobile. And it's a good thing, too, because, you know, major developments out there have really been around sort of trying to figure out how to prevent fraud. And the reality is there's no viewability issues in TV. It's now measurable like the other screens. It's like sort of the best of digital without the downside measurement issues, right, that go with the sort of traditional or historical panel-based measurement. So it's a really important time for advertisers in that respect. I think it's the first time that the term attribution, wasn't just a sort of hypothetical. You can actually now see down the road at a time where you can actually compare the effectiveness, right, through actual data of these different screens and different media. And I think it's going to cause big shifts in dollars Right now, it's causing a big shift of dollars, I believe, back into TV, which is the biggest reach, you know, vehicle, still the biggest reach vehicle out there, and certainly where the best content resides.
I just think there's 30 seconds left here, but the model of Amazon, which is they'll know a lot about their users based on what they watch and be able to put stuff in front of them when they're back on their Amazon website, seems like it's a whole new model.
I mean, it is a whole new model, but I think we have to keep in mind that, you know, the media companies like Fox, Disney, NBC, Comcast, and others, they've got a historical advantage here, and the kinds of transactions that are going on are creating tremendous libraries of the best programming and video content broadly. And now that you can become untethered from cable and satellite, and if you own your own form of distribution, like Disney and Fox do right now with Hulu, you're really sitting in a very, very strong position heading into next year.
We're in better position thanks to your knowledge. Thank you, Jacqueline Corbelli, CEO of Brightline TV.